Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. We do it free, so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Well, for the past several days, there have been all these TSA-related stories in the news that we haven't actually taken the time to get to. And Meg's here tonight with us, and you happen to bring another TSA story in tonight, so I figure we've got so many loaded up. Let's just do them. Mark, what are you going to tell us about first?
Well,
what are they up to now?
Apparently, you know, people would like you to believe that the TSA is this competent, or that the TSA would like you to believe, at least, that they're this competent organization that...
I think most people know otherwise.
Yeah, that they put a barrier between you and the terrorists. It says here that they missed a very important item. An undercover TSA agent was able to get through security at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport with a handgun during testing of the enhanced imaging body scanners, according to a high-ranking inside source at the Transportation Security Administration. The source said the undercover agent carried a pistol in her undergarments when she put the body scanners to test. The officer successfully made it through the airport's body scanners every time she tried.
Every time.
Every time.
5 out of 5.
Oh. Incredible.
5 out of 5.
Wow.
Okay. So
these are the new expensive body scanners,
right,
that essentially
hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, to buy Adolf Ashcroft's
rapist scans,
yeah, right? Put them at every airport in the country, and then one of their agents can go 5 out of 5 tries in the same airport on the same day with a Glock shoved in her panties.
It's incredible.
Incredible. It is incredible. For one, those pictures that you saw are not accurate. The body scanner pictures that you saw where the, you know, the person's kind of blue and then the gun's bright white.
Mm-hmm.
Those are enhanced.
Well, actually, I've heard that those aren't even real photos. Those are like some model that was taken in a studio and they just took the picture and reversed, like inverted the colors on the picture and then put in a gun on top of that. And so it wasn't even
the whole thing was a scam.
Yeah. I mean, that photo, we even I did a video with Sam and we included that and then we had to go take it out later and put up an apology for including that photo because it was a fake doctored photo.
Wow. So has anyone actually seen the real pictures from this machine?
They have some right here, and I can totally see why they'd miss it. Basically, it looks like a person that's got sort of a white outline of a person here, and it's, you know, blurry. I could see how you might see some stuff under their clothes.
Yeah, that looks nothing like the pictures that were being released. I mean, I just saw it for the first time. Nothing like the pictures that we've seen before.
You know, I feel really cheated, right? I feel like they lied to us again. I should have known when I saw that picture of the body scanning image with the gun shoved in that the government is lying again. And sure enough, they're lying again. They bought these $1 million scanners. They lied through their teeth to do it. And now they've got them, and they're never, ever, 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 ever going away. So you're never going to have a stinking bottle of water on an airplane again because these stupid fascists who can't catch a gun 5 out of 5 times want to lie to you and steal millions of dollars some more so that they can take people that should otherwise be on welfare and stick them in there, stealing up your crotch.
So tell us how you really feel.
I know I feel. I'm just sick of it.
So do you think that we fell for the kind of this mystique that, oh, the government's got a lot of money and they've got access to technology that you don't have access to? You don't even understand the extent to which the government has technology. And, you know, this kind of idea that the government has all these things that we don't even know about yet. And so when they put these pictures out that showed ostensibly how clear and crisp the view would be of somebody's body in these scanners, we all just kind of felt, oh, yeah, well, the government spent $1 billion on it. It must be, you know, the best technology. But this looks like garbage.
I think it's, I think it's reasonable to think that at some point in the future, the technology is able to produce a scan like the one we saw where the lady's blue and the gun's white and shoved in her waistband, that one. So they take a hot chick and shove a gun in her crotch.
Yeah.
I think it's possible the technology will provide that for us, and I think it's reasonable that people would assume that the government might be able to do that today. So I think that's
reasonable. But they were wrong, and if we believe that, we're wrong as well.
What would we really have done about it, though?
Yeah, and the problem is, even if you show people this instance of this woman with a pistol getting through 5 times out of 5, they're still going to be supportive of these measures. They're still going to say, well, you know, we have to do it for safety's sake. And it really doesn't matter.
How many people really say that? Because if you look at the SeaTac story about the restaurant that stopped serving the TSA agents, which apparently was either in the airport or, like, right next door.
Yeah, nobody's really said, and I want to find out.
Yeah.
So bad.
So, I mean...
So one of our listeners in the Seattle area, please give us a call.
Either way, I'm sure we could go Google it and figure it out. But either way, the TSA agents were known for going there, and they were refused service. The restaurant owner said it was 90-10 ratio as far as his customers. 90% of them supported his decision. 10% were opposed
to it. Well, I definitely think the scales are tipping, but, I mean, anytime you watch the news segments when the whole TSA ordeal was really... in the news, I mean, people would always say, well, it's just, you know, for safety, we have to do it and stuff like that. And it was just so sickening to watch these people, like,
absolutely.
How many times, like, when I was talking to the cops, when they were pulling me aside during my TSA thing, they told me that, you know, however many 13 of the 9/11 terrorists,
people.
Yeah, they went through that airport, and I was all like, wow, and you caught none. None. Zero.
Right, but they'll tell you that anyway. It's important.
Yeah.
You know, some of the terrorists had expired driver's licenses, so we got to patch down if you have an expired driver's license. Some of the terrorists had hair, so I'm going to have to stick my hand in your crotch. I mean, you know, this is the kind of reasoning that goes on, but everybody has their thing. When you're dealing with people that, they may think that safety's important, but once you show them, hey, look, their own agent made it through their own screeners 5 out of 5 times in the same day, the same lady, the same airport.
You will still have people who support them.
Sure, they will, but you'll have people that it says, but finally do say, you know, that's enough for me. I guess they just can't do it right.
I agree.
They want another solution. They want to understand what the other solution is.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is important to point out what the solution is. Of course, it's impossible, right? I mean, as far as the current situation, it's not very likely that this is going to happen. But the real solution to airline security is, of course, to allow the marketplace and the airlines themselves to decide on their own what level of security that they want. Have the airports working with the airlines, and have the airlines be the ones that are ultimately responsible for what gets on their planes. Mm-hmm. And that would result in a marketplace in security where different airlines could have different levels of security if they felt that was the appropriate way to go. And so therefore, passengers would be able to choose which airlines they felt made them feel the safest. And that would be different for each passenger. One passenger may be under this, what I believe to be mistaken impression, that having an airline where everybody is strip searched and anal cavity checked would be the best place to fly. Whereas another passenger may say, I like the idea where I could bring my own self-defense device, and they would be able to be allowed by the airline, in theory, to bring certain types of weapons on board.
Or passengers would, the passengers would be told, you know, you can't have guns, and all the stewardesses and all the pilots could have them. I mean, there's the marketplace would come up with a...
You could have Ninja Air, where each stewardess was actually ninja trained.
Yep, she'd snap your neck in a heartbeat if you touched
the
candy.
Well, they already have Hooters Air or something like that.
That went down. They did have it for a little while, but it...
Yeah. I heard they didn't go down. That might have been the problem.
Oh!
Yeah. So now what?
After my joke.
How do you go after that?
Well, let me go on and read the story. I've still got that. The source.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear the bureaucrats making excuses for this. I mean, there must be some kind of explanation, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Like, why they missed 5 out of 5, and I presume it wasn't the same employee, because you would hope they would notice the same woman coming through 5 times in a day, but maybe she was testing 5 different...
Yeah, there's different spots.
Right. And different shifts of people that are on. 800-259-9231. That's not the only TSA news. There's more to come. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Whether it's an airport experience or something completely different, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and you'll find that the features are free. We've got listening options. A broadband and dial-up version of the show around the clock. You can listen to these streams 24/7 over at listen.freetalklive.com. But that's not the only way you can tune in. We've got 94 radio stations from coast to coast that pick up the program at various points throughout the week on both the AM and FM band. Plus, you can get satellite channel that actually allows you to receive this program and others without a subscription fee. The Free Talk Live webcam, which is down as I'm speaking to you, but most of the time it's working very well. And the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can call long distance. So multiple options with which you can listen. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to apprise yourself of them, and also know this.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard at LibertyStickers.com. Also, Liberty Stickers can help you with getting custom-made bumper stickers for your band, your business, your church, or community organization. LibertyStickers.com. They can do it in small runs, too, so you don't have to get 500 in order to make it viable. LibertyStickers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue here with the TSA stories in a moment. Mark, you're going to give us a little bit more follow-up on what's happening with this one, I guess, TSA bureaucrat that tests the other bureaucrats. And she managed to get a gun through 5 out of 5 times on the new body scanners. So we'll get back to that, because I really want to hear if the TSA actually has an explanation for this. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But we'll certainly take your calls and thoughts and experiences at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Sid, listening in Indiana. Sid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Sid?
Well, it has to do with Department of Homeland Security and their keen interest recently in DNA weaponry. Are you all alert to this?
DNA weaponry. I've heard they were doing DNA testing, and in fact, I think one of y'all had that story tonight.
Well, it's associated with that story.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Tell us about it.
Well, the weaponry story came out last week, which is why I'm calling, because I thought it was quite interesting that these two stories overlapped so right on top of each other. In that they don't normally want to do that, in that it gives away their little secrets. But, yeah, not only are they wanting to start collecting DNA, which is the story that you all have, but they're also interested in the new technology involved in DNA weaponry.
Now, what would that be?
To fight on terrorism, of course.
What is DNA weaponry? I mean, that's a new
term.
Don't
know.
You don't know.
It kind of scares me, though.
Yeah, I don't like those two terms used together.
Well, being Jewish, it just worries the hell out of me.
Now, where did you see this reference to the DNA weaponry?
I actually saw it on one of your competitors' websites as a news feed.
Now, which website was that?
It was RBN's news website.
I see. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say that those things, that something like that couldn't exist. It's certainly nothing I've ever heard before, and I don't really consider that particular website to be any particular way credible. I mean, you're talking about a kind of essentially a kook network. I mean,
Well, you really think that RBN is a kook network? I mean,
it's one of those networks with a bunch of people who are talking about conspiracy theories all day long.
Oh, I agree, and enough is enough sometimes. I totally agree with that. But the story still would make you wonder. It would make you want to at least delve a little bit
My curiosity has been piqued.
Sometimes with these stories, there's something in there that needs to be looked at. And sometimes in these stories, it's a big story.
It's just crazy people saying crazy things, connecting dots where there aren't dots to be connected. So,
well, I agree with you, and I don't. And look, guys, I'm trying not to get overwhelmed with the plethora of conspiracy theories out
sure,
there.
Sure, sure. And I appreciate that. And thank you for the heads up. And thank you for the call tonight, Sid, at 800-259-9231. You know, to that point, it concerns me when the government is taking DNA, whether or not there is a DNA weapon somewhere out there in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe there is. Maybe there isn't. I don't care. It won't. It's not. Won't be something I can stop either way. Like if the government's going to have a DNA weapon that they're going to make, there's nothing I can do to stop that process, right?
Yeah.
Like I can say that I oppose it. I can stop paying taxes. These are things I've done. There's not much else that I can do about that. So how about I just communicate that they're collecting people's DNA? That's the proposal that's on the table. That's one of the other news stories that we have here tonight. Whatever they use that for, whether it's to weaponize some sort of thing that will affect certain types of DNA, or whether it's to just simply figure out who's what so they can confiscate people off into the future, I don't know. And I don't care what their whatever diabolical plans inevitably come from their collecting of humans' DNA. I have an objection right there and then.
It's kind of like the story that we're reading here with the we're talking about the body image scanners that the TSA proposed. You know, I do recall people saying that those pictures weren't accurate when they first came out, that you were saying.
Oh, yeah. No, we found the actual photos of the woman, and it was all just a photo shoot in a white background studio that was all inverted. So.
But I had just sort of assumed that these scans would be something like what they showed with this woman. I was against them from the beginning. Even now that I found out that the images that these body scanning machines give are much less clear than the ones that we were shown, but from the Department of Homeland Security and the lies that they told, I was already against them.
Yeah.
Then I find out the additional lies that go with it.
Well, now, of course, the company that makes these machines will be able to sell the Generation 2 models to the government that
you gotta upgrade.
Much clearer.
It's like when your iPod breaks and you got to spend another $500 a year later.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. Mark, was there more that you wanted to share about the body scanners? Not the bureaucrats are not catching a gun 5 out of 5 tries?
Yeah, in this case, Larry Wansley, the former head of the security of the American Airlines, says, in this case where they had a test, and it was just a dismal failure, I'm told. As I've heard, as I've heard it, you've got a problem, especially with a firearm. Wansley said that covert testing by the TSA is commonplace, although failing should be rare. Now, this is their expert, right? Every story we've ever read by the TSA's red team has
mostly
them
failure.
Failing at 80% of the time, 75% of the time. Now, I always say, I just round down to, half the time they fail simply because I figure they must have a passing grade on a test somewhere, and that's not news, right? But every time I read something, it's a dismal failure. The TSA insider who blew the whistle on the test said that none of the TSA agents who failed to spot the gun on the scanned images were disciplined. The source said the agents continued to work the body scanners today. This was the day after. Wansley said, that's a problem. This was only a test, but it's critically important.
Let's send out a memo. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. More TSA shenanigans coming up. Your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that you find there completely free. We've got news updates so you can be kept in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. In fact, Mark, you just sent one out a few moments before the show announcing that there's a brand new banner auction going on.
That's right.
The fourth banner on our website is available to you. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com, place your bid there. Bidding usually starts at 99 cents, I think, and
something, I think it's a buck.
Last time it went up there, it really went up. Sometimes it goes for, you know, under 50 bucks. Sometimes it's over 100. In this case, what did it go for, 200 last time?
I think so.
I feel like it was up there. I don't know. Anyway, it's all over the place. You never know what you're going to get with the auctions. So feel free to place your bid. You'd be able to advertise pretty much anything. We reserve the right to refuse whatever your design is, like, you know, some sort of racist thing. But otherwise,
I would say no scary clowns.
Well, I will take a scary clown. I mean, for the right amount of money, that's not a problem for me. So anyway, go
no
to auction.
Amount of money for me.
Auction.freetalklive.com and place your bid for the fourth banner on the website. And so if you want to know about things like that as they happen, you can be on the news updates list. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow it via email, Twitter, or Facebook. That's news.freetalklive.com. All right, so 800-259-9231. Your comments certainly welcome with the TSA shenanigans that continue here. We're going to get to which one of y'all had the DNA story? All right, we'll get to that here in a moment, but let's continue with your thoughts and calls. Tom, listening in New Hampshire, you can bring up anything. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it's about nonviolent solutions. Okay, now the problem is that you've got all these gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests running around. The government sends them out to commit unprovoked violence, to violate people's rights, trying to intimidate us into not exercising certain rights. Okay? Now, there's two things that every nonviolent solution has to have. First of all, it has to be nonviolent.
Right.
And it also has to be a solution. Okay.
That's deep.
Now, that's the other one. A lot of these nonviolent so-called solutions that we're constantly being offered have a problem in them, in that our job is we have to somebody else does something, and it's often cleverly concealed in our homework assignment. We need to say that we reject any requirement that says we have to somebody else does something, such as collecting enough signatures, which requires that they sign it, and it's also an outrageous burden. Winning, by the way, on election day, defeating, or in court. It's not like you and I playing chess where the checkmate is done by the two of us making the moves that create the winning and the losing. It's
certainly, I agree, Tom,
judges.
That the inside the system solutions are very inefficient and poor, I think, solutions. I wouldn't put them on the, you know, I wouldn't put them away as an option, but I am very realistic about their chances.
Yeah.
But those aren't the only methods of nonviolent action or peaceful solutions.
Well, just take a tour of the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and you get a rather vivid idea of what happens if people rely on nonviolent so-called
solutions. You are incorrect on that, with that statement. You're incorrect on that statement. But that's what happens when people are nonviolent and go along with whatever they're demanded.
And armed resistance was too little and too late. And, you know, the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms was not written for the benefit of duck hunters.
I understand the concept. And thank you, by the way, for the call tonight, Tom. I understand the concept of the Second Amendment. I fully support it. Okay, I own a firearm personally. However, I have been, over the years, kind of moving away from the, you know, that mentality that it's appropriate in any way, shape, or form to use violence in, you know, return for the state's violence. I think that there are a lot of problems with it. And to go back briefly to his point about Nazi Germany, it's a very sexy kind of sounding solution to say that, well, they should have just put up a fight and that would have changed everything. Well, I don't know. People still would have maybe ended up dead had they put up a fight. But what if they hadn't put up a fight? What if they had instead...
Well, look what happened in Egypt. Let's take a look here.
Yeah.
You had a dictator who ruled for more than 30 years who was brought down by a largely nonviolent revolution. Many of the acts of violence that revolution may very well have been perpetrated by his own forces, acting as agents provocateur. I mean, this guy sent tanks into the street. He sent cops, undercover cops to beat people up, guys on camels whipping people with bike chains. I mean, there was a great deal of violence used against these people,
and
you
had
the
non-violent
added advantage of cameras. Cameras changed everything. 70 years later, everybody's got a camera in their phone. The internet's all over the place, and people can see what people are doing.
But even
would Hitler have ever been able to load the Jews up on trains and ship them off to nowhere land if there had been cameras all over the place? And I think the answer is no.
Well, certainly the cameras help. And I think it was Judge Napolitano that he said that they were the new gun. And I think he's right. It's an incredibly powerful tool to help us achieve liberty in our lifetime and to keep the state, in some sort of a check. However, just looking at I'm glad you brought up Egypt because it's a great example of something that's happening today versus something that happened in the 1930s and 40s. So you look at what happened in Egypt, ask yourself this question. Even if they didn't have cameras, what if the el presidente of Egypt were to issue some sort of a diktat with all these protests going on in his streets? All protesters must take this yellow star and affix it to themselves. How many of those protesters would have taken the yellow star?
I doubt any.
No.
That's what I wanted to point out to Tom, now that he's off the air, was that if people hadn't been violent, but had been, say, non-cooperative with the different edicts and demands that had been placed on them back when Hitler was kind of ramping things up, because it didn't jump right to the train cars.
Yeah,
there was a lot in between there.
Unreasonable in those shifts either to those people. I
in
mean,
the steps that they were
taking. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Some of the steps that were a bit extreme in our view, obviously. Like, any step is extreme in my view, but to the people at the time, it didn't seem that extreme. And so they're just like, oh, well, you know, just one more thing and one more thing. And then pretty soon, you know, they're taken out of their homes into just one area of the city. And so it's just one more thing.
That's right.
And then
they consolidated them from across the countryside into the ghettos. Yeah. And then they proceeded to, you know, exterminate and round people up and take them off to the camps.
And they sent them to work camps. Yeah. And then they were at the work camps, you know, people basically exterminated them through hard work, you know, building the war machine and feeding people and things like that.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like, cameras certainly would help, but just having people with the mindset of non-cooperation would completely destroy any efforts to control people
because it's
obedience that they rely on for their control.
I don't know if I entirely agree with that statement. I do think that there are people that are just evil enough that they'll just shoot you in the back of the head for not complying.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Go on.
Well, there's those people in America today.
And clearly, indeed. And clearly, with the Nazis, they were able to kill millions and millions of people, and it was just okay with them. So I'm not going to say that I don't think that there is no time to ever use some level of force in order to stop some kind of violence as being perpetrated against you or your family.
I didn't say there was no time.
I'm only saying, when I say this, I'm only saying that, A, nonviolence rarely gets employed, so it's difficult to even show people what it's like when it does get employed, and that, you know, you're looking at an entirely different set of circumstances. It changes how everything goes. So, you know, often people, they look bad when they use violence against somebody who's not being violent.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the cameras help show that. If you've got video, you can show how bad they look and how violent they look in comparison to those who are nonviolent.
My biggest problem with violence as a solution, at least for me in my life, is that when you use it, when you have it as this in the back of your mind as a solution, the chances are pretty slim that I'm going to encounter in the rest of my life some instance where I should use force as a solution to the problem of somebody using violence against me. It's unlikely I'm going to deal with that circumstance, but it is very likely that I will spend lots of time thinking about that one instance where I have to use violence. So instead of feeling like, well, I got to be ready, I got to practice with my gun, I've got to practice with my nunchucks, I've got to be ready with my Aikido, whatever it is, instead, I'm just going to live my life peacefully.
I like that. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like the website, maybe you'll want to help support us. You can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can also use Visa and MasterCard right on our site. amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's talk to Leo, listening in Oregon. Leo, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Megan, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon. Great show. I just tuned in. You guys used to be live in Portland, and I don't
know. That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, I haven't listened to you for a while. But, you know, I had an idea the other day as far as traveling by the airlines. And let's say you had a group of people that traveled between two or three major cities, and you had a group of interested pilots who had the funds to actually afford, you know, to create an airline that could possibly do this. And let's say all these people, say you had 1,000 people that traveled on a regular basis throughout the year at different times between, you know, any major U.S. cities. And all these people were pre-screened, and so it was known that they weren't, you know, terrorists, and that, you know, they had background checks or any type of, you know, security measures that the airline itself wanted to implement to make sure that the people. And so it was just that group of people. Let's say you flew frequently from, you know, Colorado to mm-hmm. Houston, or, you know,
well,
something like that.
I'm just going to interrupt you really quick. I know there's actually something like this going on right now. People have started setting up just private pilots, like mixing from one major city to another, so that maybe three people, like one person wants to get from one city to another, and so they'll go like with two other people to one city, and those people are trying to get to that city, and then they'll go from that city to the next one. And so it's just sort of a private plane hop system that's being developed. And so it's not so much an airline that it is just a one-on-one knowing a guy with a plane, making a network out of that. And I know that's being set up right now.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I also have another question on the taxes. I can't remember which one of you said that, you know, you opted out of paying taxes. And that's something I looked into years ago, but I just dropped it as okay, this is a mountain too high for me to climb. But if you could elucidate on how you managed to do that, I would.
Yeah, you just don't pay.
Yeah, just stop paying.
Yeah, Ian doesn't have any formula.
You just don't pay. Paying. You don't fill out their forms. You don't pay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, Ian isn't under the impression that there's some law that allows you to not pay taxes. He's not under the impression that that there's some magic words you can say to the bureaucrats. He's just under the impression that paying the taxes is immoral.
Yeah, I can't give money voluntarily to a criminal gang. Now, there are the occasional times when some people for our business, Mark, want us to fill out some of these forms, but it's hard for me to remember all the info on the. It's been so long since I've done it. I don't know if I'm remembering the numbers correctly, so I'm just putting some numbers on the form to make it so these people will cut us a check, because a lot of businesses these days won't even cut you a check as like a vendor, like to buy advertising. They have to have tax information from the company or the people that they're doing business with just to do business with them. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of obedience that people will go through in order to just do business. I mean, we're selling them radio advertising, and they have to get our tax information. They have to get my social security number in order to cut me a check to pay me for a job that I did.
Well,
it's insulting.
It's so far reaching outside of that, even. I mean, just to get your own money for a job, anyway, you have to have the bank accounts or the credit cards, and then you have to have all your social security numbers and everything tied up in that, which now with the Patriot Act and some credit card thing. There's so many new laws now, it's almost impossible for me to get to my own money at this point. Like, it's insane.
You know, I'm sorry to interrupt. I find it frustrating because I understand, that, and it's been quoted, and I'm sure you guys understand that it's more of a system than of control than it is to raise revenue. And, having that much of our... the sad thing is, again, it's exposure, and I think more of that is happening. I looked at the Fair Tax Act of 2009. I went in on January, exactly a year after Ron Paul introduced that along with a few other congressmen. I looked at the website, and the sad thing about it was there were only 100,000 plus hits on that website. And if you would have gotten any primetime person talking about that for 2 or 3 hours of any given week, it would have been in the millions. And
you talking about the fair tax?
Yeah, the fair tax.
That's been given quite a bit of promotion. Was this early on when you went to their website?
No, this was it was just the actual bill. It was a government website.
Oh, I see. No one wants to read that crap.
It was a government website, and it was the actual.
No one wants to read that crap. Come on. You're talking about legalese.
Nobody wants to read it. That's true, and I'm sure a lot more people know about the bill itself. But I wanted to see what the actual body of the bill said. So
you are very unusual.
Yeah.
Most people would not want to see that. Even the legislators themselves don't read that stuff, dude.
Well, you can't blame
anybody.
I didn't actually finish reading it, but
right.
You
can't blame anybody for not going and doing that. That shouldn't be a surprise to you.
Well,
most people probably wouldn't care too.
What I do see is that more and more people that I talk to, I've started writing letters to the editor on vaccinations. I've gotten together. I found one more like-minded person, and we're trying to get together a movie night at the local library where we're going to start showing documentary films.
What area are you in?
I'm in Eastern Oregon, so I'm in a little rural community.
Okay.
And,
that's rough, man, having one person that shares your ideas.
Yeah, Eastern Oregon is basically just all Indian reservation property, so
didn't they
want to
secede
spread out
at one point?
Southern Oregon
and Jefferson.
Northern California, something. But that's dead.
Yeah, that's
dead. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Leo. Good luck out there. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's so tough living on your own out there, like... The West Coast is—it's not a pit of liberty, that's for sure. I mean,
no doubt.
It's very liberal, and It's just sort of hard when people think they have the moral high ground to even try and show them that, no, you're actually advocating for
violence.
Using violence, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk to TSA George, who actually works for the Leviathan. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
You're on the amp line. What's up?
I just figure, you know, you guys talk about investing in gold and silver all the time because the prices are going up. Well, apparently, you really want to invest in, like, say, helium and tequila. The world's running out of that, according to crack.com here.
Really?
Helium and tequila?
Sounds like a fun night.
Well, I know agave cactuses are going away, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and that's what they need to make that stuff. For example, in helium's case, the U.S. controls 80-something percent of that, but there's this law in 1996 that Congress passed requiring the government to sell out the entire stockpile by 2015, which is why helium is still so cheap, and that basically, like, enough helium to fill up a little balloon for, like, a little kid should cost, like, $100.
But they don't right now because they're being forced to sell?
The government is required to sell all of it, all they have by 2015 because of some law passed in 96.
So does the helium stay in those big metal containers? Can you just load your warehouse up full of helium?
Or does it get really sad and puny after 4 days?
And is there something, is there anything else that you can do with helium besides fill up balloons?
Make your voice
fine. Well, you make a lot of circuitry with that stuff, for example.
Okay.
Basically, every high-tech industry in Manitoba uses helium for chilling MRI magnets to producing fiber optics and LCD screens.
So like that could really increase in prices then.
But that's because it's cheap. If it doesn't, I mean, that doesn't mean that helium's the only
thing you can use.
They can use.
Yeah, hey, George, when are you guys going to start swabbing people's mouths in D.C.?
Oh, I wasn't paying attention to up to the point on that one. I have no idea on that, and I'm not going to be a part of that.
You're not? Oh, you would refuse? You would refuse to do that?
Hell yeah! Ooh, that's nasty.
All right. Not because of any principle. It's nasty.
But the ball group and that's okay.
Thanks to George. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Meg, what is the story about the TSA taking DNA samples?
Well, this is from The Daily. I've actually never heard of this publication before, but this summer, airport scanners that already get under your clothes, the federal government wants to get inside your jeans as well. And they will now have portable DNA scanners for people. So,
what purpose? Hopefully they'll explain in a moment here. 800-259-9231. Or what is their ostensible purpose? What they say may be different from what they actually end up doing. 1-800, that's a nervous laugh. 1-800-259-9231. I don't like the idea of the federal government having my DNA. Do you?
I don't probably know if I
already did.
They've got mine. You think?
Oh, I'm
when you're in jail? We're coming up to Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.